Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into the Poetry Tavern. As always, I'm your host, Charlotte. This week, we're going to be talking about dialogism? I'm basically looking at like dialogue and conversational poetry. Like, I just think there's something really fun about a back and forth and a thing that you write yourself. I mean, there's just something so fun about it. I've been looking at sort of like people that talk about dialogue for this and for something else. Like, it's just interesting to think about, like, what is it in conversations we have that is important? What is it about like that is more than just the words we're saying? I was looking at this guy, Mikhail Barkin, I think. So correct me if I'm wrong, but he like looked a lot at dialogue, and about like what it actually means. And I think like I was reading some of his stuff, and it's a tiny bit dense, but from what I got for it is like, there is no single meaning in a word. Like, even if you open a dictionary and a word has one meaning, there is no single meaning because the meaning of a word is inspired by the people who use it. And each individual person's use of a word affects what they mean when they say it. And even though the meanings are probably very close and similar, you know, like, our experiences impact us, and we are expressing our experience with the words we say. So yeah, that's a really interesting... So yeah, just looking at a lot of conversational poetry this episode, so let's get into it. So, obviously, I'm looking at dialogue and, like, interactions between people and things they say to each other. So when I found a poem called Conversation, this is Conversation by Galway Kinnell, because there's a lot of poems called Conversation, but this is the one that I pulled out, and I was like, oh, this is interesting, this is intriguing to me. So we're going to go with this one, talk about this one today. How old? It was completely inadvertent. It was more or less late afternoon, and I came over a hilltop, and smack in front of me was the sunset. Couldn't you have turned around and gone back? Wherever you turn, a window in a childhood house fills with fire. Remember the pennies we put on the track, how the train left behind only the bright splashes. Everything startles with its beauty. When assigned value has been eradicated, especially if the value assigned is once set. Does the past ever get too heavy to lug around? If your rucksack is too full, it could wrestle you down backwards. Does it ever get lighter? It might if so-called obsolete words start falling off the back end of the language. Is it easier to figure things out when you're old? I once thought so. Once I said to myself, if I could sit in one place on earth and try to understand, it would be here. Nice thought. Yes. But where was I when I thought it? Where do you think you might have ended up had you turned around? Where the swaying feet of a hanged man could take him. If he were set walking, nobody knows. But only half of you is a hanged man. Each individual consciousness would be much more dangerous if it had more than one body. Do you feel the draft? It could be a lost moment, unconnected with Earth, just passing through. Or did I forget to shut the door? Maybe a window exploded. Have you noticed the light bulb in the cellar blows out every 2 months? When ordinary things feel odd and odd things feel normal, be careful. I like life best when everything's doing what it's supposed to. Kiss is kiss, roof is roof, matter matters. Don't forget to call your friend in Des Moines. I called him. He said he's feeling good. He said he'd just finished eating an orange. Where would you like to be right now? I'd like to be at McCoy Stadium, watching a good game of baseball. And you? Me too. I like it when there's a runner on third. At every pitch, he starts for home and then immediately scurries back. If it's a wild pitch, he hovers, a moment to be sure it's really wild, and then is quick like a tear and a tiny bit of sunlight inside. Why the bit of sunlight? It would be his allotment of hope. So one of the fun things about this poem, and as I was reading it, I like was following through with it, and I was like, oh, it's not, like, about one specific thing, because you can, like, see these switches in conversation. But it's really interesting that it follows a normal conversation that way. Like, I don't know about anyone else, but when I'm having conversations with people, I often will like meander from one topic to the next and we'll reference back and then we'll... What's really interesting about this poem is that it has this very human conversation between these two people, and some of it feels very literary, but it, at its core, it is just this conversation. Have you called your friend? What's he up to? Where would you like to be right now? Like, what? It's this very poetic way of showing it and embedding meaning in something that is very human and basic. And like, I feel like they talk about things in a far more poetic way, but these are the conversations that people are having every day. Like, you know, what would you rather be doing? Where do you want to go with your life? Like, have you spoken to your friend? What do you think it would be like if we didn't have that word? Like, these are very, very human things, but adding the poetic makes it all seem so fantastic. Yeah, I just think it's really interesting. So cool. Moving on to our next poem. We're going to be looking at Mutable Earth by Louise Gluck. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Anyway, let's get into it. Are you healed or do you only think you're healed? I told myself from nothing, nothing could be taken away. But can you love alone yet? When I feel safe, I can love. But will you touch anyone? I told myself if I had nothing, the world couldn't touch me. In the bathtub, I examined my body. We're supposed to do that. And your face too, your face in the mirror. I was vigilant. When I touched myself, I didn't feel anything. Were you safe then? I was never safe, even when I was most hidden. Even then, I was waiting. So you couldn't protect yourself. The absolute erodes. The boundary, the wall, around the self erodes. If I was waiting, I had been invaded by time. But do you think you're free? I think I recognized the patterns of my nature. But do you think you're free? I had nothing, and I was still changed. Like a costume, my numbness was taken away. Then hunger was added. Again, this is another poem with that back and forth. This is this dialogue between two people. This one's a lot shorter. I mean, it's probably took me about half as much time to read, but it's interesting because it's like, it's different. Not only is it shorter, but it also stays on the same topic. And like, it's talking about this, like taking care of yourself. And I mean, it is to me. I mean, it could be absolutely different. But, you know, I think it very much to me is reminiscent of that thing of like, I'm fine. Just saying I'm fine and not taking care of it. And that doesn't mean that it is fine. It just like means that it just is being pushed down. I mean, that sort of final thing of like my numbness was taken away, the hunger was added, is very sort of reminiscent of that idea. It's so interesting that like it is in that having one perspective pushing and pushing and pushing that we get deeper into the other perspective being like, actually here's what's going on. Because even though this other perspective is being like, I told myself that nothing, they couldn't take anything from me because I didn't have anything, but they didn't take anything, they just gave me pain. And it's such an interesting way to do that, as using the dialogue between these two almost characters to push into that idea. Yeah, it's so, yeah, so interesting. Just, I think it's good. So that's it for our episode. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I really enjoyed doing this one. I just love conversational poetry, like poems where people just have that. I just think it's so fun. Anyway, before I use the word fun too many more times, next week's episode is going to be on archaism. So using words that have fallen out of everyday use. Obviously, there's a lot of poems from sort of like, I don't know, I mean, I suppose it could be anything, but from any time period, I mean, but I'm specifically looking at poems that use words that would have been out of use by the time they were written. So yeah, I'm gonna probably look into something more modern, some more modern, like, contemporary stuff, and bring that for you guys next week to enjoy. So yeah, see you then.